All right. It is very near 2 o'clock. I guess we're 3.5 hours away from a Cowboys pregame show. And it's time for another Ticket 25th Anniversary Roundtable, where we talk about one of the things that were voted on by you, the P1, as one of the top 25 moments in ticket history. How about that, TC? Your little ticket. When you first joined the ticket as an intern, this would you have ever thought, I will be on one of the top 25 moments in the station's history.
Look at that.
You're right there on the list with Gordo in Green Bay and other things.
It will be difficult to explain to the grandkids this legacy, but, you know, it's a legacy.
Probably going to have to start with what's a radio station.
That's true. That's true.
Coming through with the heat early.
And then what's a computer?
And what's a computer?
If you don't know TC, TC has done so many things throughout the years here.
He's a gentleman and a scholar.
He started as our intern. Remained as an intern literally for years, right?
Yeah.
Stuck around. Ended up getting hired.
What do you mean by yeah?
For, like, whenever it was, like, rounding into year three and other interns would ask me, I'd be like, a couple months, you know? Like, but yeah, asking directly is it years? There's no way to fudge that answer, so yes.
Yeah, you stuck around for years. Nowadays, I think they're a little tighter with the not allowing slave labor. But back then, it was pretty easy to slip through, and yeah, TC did not get paid. Unless you consider the occasional lunch getting paid.
And the federal government tends not to.
And paid in pasta.
And, dude, you did so well. Anyway, you were the greatest intern we ever had. Then went on. What was your next thing? What was your first job here?
Top 10.
Okay, you're the Ticket Top 10 host. Following Chris House?
No, Jake was in between us.
Okay.
Me and Chris House made a Jake sandwich.
We were, TC and I were hired on the same day.
Really?
Part-time in, I think, what, February of, like, what, TC, 2011?
I think 2009.
Okay.
So then you left for Pensacola, Florida to be the program director and sports talk show host at a station.
Indeed.
When that didn't work out, and by the way, even when he was in Florida, he's contributing, because when he was there is when he and I went and found the leprechaun.
Absolutely.
So you weren't even working here, and you contributed heavily. Then, when that fell through, you came back, and there happened to be a ticker opening, and you ended up getting the ticker job that Julie now holds. And then,
Hi, TC.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
And then you left for other things, car stuff, driving. But during that ticker run is when Ragonk happened.
Indeed. And that's the ticker tease era. That's an important note, right?
Okay, so we don't do ticker teases anymore? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, yesterday they eliminated them.
Okay.
That's rude, Dan.
Well, please don't ask us specific questions about the formatics of things. It's been a lot of shows.
Greatest day of my life.
I'm trying hard to be a better person. I'm trying to maybe wash with a washcloth.
Honestly, in the last 5 years, I've noticed a lot of changes.
I'm trying to not stink up the break room. I'm not cooking fish. I'm cooking my fake meat.
Progress.
And one of the things I'm also trying to do is not eat on the air. So to do that, I've got to focus on eating during the breaks, and I don't hear those ticker teases. Sorry.
Fair enough.
Your ears turn off when you eat?
Look, Julie.
Just wondering. Okay, yeah. It's fine.
We're going to focus on the task at hand, which is the 25th anniversary. And one of the top 25 moments, which is Ragonk. So we had ticker teases, which means you'd tease what's up on the ticker. Then you'd play one more minute of spots, and then you'd do the ticker that you teased. And everybody's really fired up about that.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, who would turn away whenever you found out that I'm going to tell you the Cowboys play tonight?
Hey, I think we're all about teasing, though, and appointments and things. So,
indeed.
Should we just play the audio and then start to look back at it and, well, and wonder what's up?
Yeah, you should probably also remind people that at that time, the Cowboys had a linebacker named Rolando McClain. Would that be a proper contextual fact for this ticker tease? TC?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I was looking down. I didn't realize.
And Rolando McClain, oft injured, possibly suspended, so it's important to know what his status is.
Right.
And now we go to the original tease. Yes.
I'm TC, Rolando McClain's status, next.
Boy, I hear something else every time, and I've heard it a million times.
So, yeah, he made a funny sound. Do you remember if we said something that day?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Like, you know, he just made some kind of funny little sound, and then let's hear it again.
I'm TC, Rolando McClain's status, next.
His exasperated give up of...
All right, I didn't notice that. Here, play it again.
I'm TC, Rolando McClain's status,
he
next.
Knows the second. Oh, it's so good.
So, who's the Brown that got fired today?
Jerome Whitehead?
See, I'm always confused by people like that. If I'm doing a bad job tackling. I know I'm doing a bad job tackling, and I feel pretty bad about it.
Right.
If someone was tweeting at me like that's a bad one, I probably wouldn't have threatened to kill them. I probably would have just in my head said, yeah, it was pretty bad.
So you knew that was a bad job. You knew, oh man, I've done something. It's here on the ticket.
Yes.
This won't be the last I hear of this.
Can I play it one more time? And then I have a question for TC.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
I'm TC, Rolando McClain's status, next. That's the sound of, I know I've done a bad job, just to be clear.
Have you ever copped to what it is that you were munching on?
Yeah, the day I left, I gave a big reveal.
Okay.
What's that?
I didn't realize the tease was coming up so soon and thought I had plenty of time to enjoy this bowl of oatmeal that I had.
See, oatmeal was...
Oatmeal mouth.
So you got a little oatmeal in the mouth.
Oatmeal was the Vegas favorite based on the oatmeal purchases that you made over the course of time. You would buy in bulk. You would have a nice...
Stash them in the corner.
Box of envelopes there waiting for when you wanted your flavored oatmeal.
If you get the big box off Amazon, I think it's like 20 cents a packet. That's pretty much free breakfast.
So that you can do maple and brown sugar, the apple, and then the strawberry?
I usually like... Well, they've got the...
There's always one flavor you never eat any of them.
Absolutely.
Like peach. Peach.
Banana was mine. I like peach all right. They've got the fruit variety pack, and then they've got the Dutch apple, cinnamon, sugar.
Okay, that's the one I go with.
I would, you know, whenever you eat oatmeal every single day for several years, you kind of want to switch up.
What do you think you were going with that day?
If I recall correctly, it was one of the cinnamon sugar Dutch apple varieties. I don't remember which one exactly.
Okay.
So what was in your mind? Like what?
I could still taste it.
After you think about when you said Regonk, or some people say Urkel.
Yeah.
But Regonk is what ended up catching fire. What were you about to say? Were you just thinking Rolando?
Yeah. I was attempting to say Rolando, but my mouth was full and there was no chance that it was coming out.
Because once you got that right, you didn't say Rolando first. You said, I'm TC. So
make it big.
That was related to the shock, you know? Like, it's not just that I had a mouthful of oatmeal. It's that I had a mouthful of oatmeal because I did not think that this was coming for several more minutes. And so I was not composed. I was not ready to go in. A lot of time with those teases, even though it's a 5-second thing, if I knew it was coming, I would say it a couple times because I'm bad at speaking, and I know that.
So you never considered, though, just regonking and then just cutting bait and ticker tease is over, now play a spot.
Like just regonk is the whole tease?
Yeah.
I'm sure if you look through the ENCO, you can find that I moved to that model after regonk. Because I didn't really like how that went. So,
but you're a guy who doesn't give up, as we found out in today's open with the coughing ticker. You plow through.
Byron Leftwich being carried down the field by his offensive linemen. We're finishing this drive.
He's as lunch paley as any ticker guy we've ever had. If he sees something, he's going to see it through.
I mean, I don't. I think most people struggle to find the optimal decision when under a lot of pressure, and I would say I'm certainly in that group.
So what happened next was you could never predict it. Just the someone bought regonk.com and created a website. They used an image you might not have been happy with. So many, and then nationally it kind of became a thing.
I don't know, a lot of people who would be happy with it.
Want to just carry this over? Because
I think we should carry this over.
It became a national phenomenon in a way.
That 4 seconds or whatever that was somehow grew into...
It was at a Lakers halftime show?
A wildfire that none of us could control once it had left this room.
It was written into an NBC cop drama.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. All right, well, the story of the worldwide fingerprint of footprint of Regonk next.
Watch the levels here.
I was just so absent-minded. My brain was out taking a spin. Maybe thinking of Irish football. Dreaming of those laser darts from Brady Quinn. When it came time to tease the ticker, I was not ready yet to go. And what came out my mouth instead was that word that we all now much too well know. The ticket got regonked, and you're welcome for what I said in a hasty ticker tease.
Yes!
You might have thought that Jubb would win the e-break, but by now I believe you know it's me.
Yeah!
All right.
I just hope I don't get fired.
It's 2:18.
And please,
this is the ticket's 25th
respect.
Anniversary roundtable.
At least I'm not like
featuring our dear friend TC Fleming
back
for the second time in just a few weeks,
you know,
on the airwaves that he was on with us for so long. We had such good times. And I think to properly put Regonk in its frame and how things really got going, it just followed the normal ticket recipe, right? And it's generally in the name of making many people laugh, often at one person's expense, and then made far, far bigger if you find out that the one person does not like it, right? Is that the simple schoolyard formula for about 22 of the 25 things on this ticket list?
Yeah, and that he didn't like it for a long time, but then I feel like that song...
It was healing.
...was a turning point for all of us. Like, you kind of embraced
it. Did
it
actually heal or just temporary?
Yeah, now I love it.
Well, so after you said Regonk, play the... if you're just tuning in, play at least the origin again.
Yes. Regonk. I'm TC, Rolanda McClain status, next.
With the peach oatmeal or whatever.
you can hear the flavor of the oatmeal.
So then we started loving it. We're saying Regonk and thought it was all funny. Then somehow Regonk.com started, where Saroy, I believe, or was it Austin?
Yeah, it was Austin who started it, yeah.
What's the name of their company?
The Well Creative.
Yeah, I think the Well Creative guys were listening to the ticket or doing their thing or just sitting over there playing lawn darts or whatever, and they started giggling about it, and before long they decided to come up with an entire fake website to complement.
Which I think still exists, but on a lesser form. It used to be a lot more fun because they had a crossword, they had a hangman.
A word search.
A word search. All the words were, it was only one word.
Cufflinks.
All with that one image that
Right.
Dan learned how to draw like the Stussy S with 6 lines.
Yeah, so Austin drew that image of Regonk, which was taken from like the most unflattering photo ever taken of TC.
From a low angle, whenever we were over at Bob's house doing a podcast, we think we're all just being buddies enjoying fruit drinks.
Yeah, don't leave Bob. Don't trust Bob.
Wait a minute.
He's taking pictures of me asleep in an airport.
Well, no, that was to
I don't think it was his intent.
That was to intentionally make you look unflattering. With TC and Jake, they're doing, they're setting up their equipment. I just snapped a photo and said, let's social media this thing and get the word out about this Chip Kelly argument we're about to have, probably.
Well, anyway, then
was that Chip Kelly episode?
I think
yeah, it was.
Okay.
So he used that image to make the image of Ergonk, which you could see. So that. I ran with it a bit, too, because, like, in our local softball, you know, my kids' softball league, and now it's high school softball, they'll say, your business can advertise with us in the program or in signs around the field. And so I consider it's kind of like a donation. They'll also just take parent donations, but I'm like, what if I can give a donation? And I could just have some comedy for myself. So I always promote Ergonk.com. You see, I got this thing right here. This was outside of every softball game last year, along with the other well wishes for the softball kids.
This is why we need higher tax rates. You just got too much money, man.
I'll put this out on Twitter, though. But I've also sponsored little 6U teams or 8U teams with Ergonk.com. And
so the claim was you could draw TC with, what, 7 lines? Like, what was, you had a specific claim on
nine.
How easy it was to draw
nine.
TC.
And we would do it in the, often around my house, we would do it in the dirty back window, you know, where you usually write wash me mm-hmm. on your car, but you could do this, the Ergonk symbol very easily. But it just spread, it spread huge. And I think Kid from Kid and Play was a big part of this.
Yeah.
He loved Ergonk.
And is also independently famous. Like, I'm sure there's people who liked it more than him, but they weren't famous.
Right. So yeah. Then he could help it spread. Do we have audio of the first time he ever used that word? Like, he was in L.A. They were playing a halftime show at the Lakers game, I think. Do you have that?
That's right, y'all. Hola, hola, hey. Roll it, roll it, roll. Now somebody scream. Yeah, we love y'all.
We love y'all.
Then for Bob and Dan and Donovan and Jake, Ergonk for life.
God bless y'all in Jesus' name. God bless.
Give it up for the one and only.
All right, that's always been my favorite part is that
so play is very religious and trying to spread the word.
And God and Bob and Dan and Donovan, Ergonk.
That
didn't even mention TC.
Like, let's say somebody at the Staples Center wanted to take some sort of action on what Kid was saying. What are you supposed to do with
half the crowd was going to find God?
We all love y'all.
Then for Bob and Dan and Donovan and Jake, Ergonk for life.
God bless y'all in Jesus' name.
And half the crowd was going to say, let's Ergonk.
Ergonk for life.
He also, whenever we went to some deal, some party Kid was throwing or emceeing or something the night before TC's wedding, and Kid was pretty faded, and he pulled TC in real close with, like, I'm going to give you some fatherly.
I asked him if he had
older
any
brother.
Tips.
That's right. Your relationship advice or advice for the
right.
big day. And Kid pulled him in real close. Just I'm sure just booze breath screamed Ergonk in TC's ear. We were all like, "That's it. That's your
so the
advice?
Night before your wedding.
Yeah,
he was at a one word sentence as part of the night.
Do you have the Jubb audio?
I do.
Okay, because Jubb really loved Ergonk. He hopped right on board the train in helping it spread, as he will.
To tie with an earlier segment, this was in London.
Oh, yeah.
So Jubb was...
Went.
Oh, okay.
Now it's time for some real football.
Who's he with?
Brandon Carr, excuse me. Yeah,
okay, they're doing a cowboy interview? All right.
Yeah.
Now it's time for some real football. You know, it's going to be a lot of... What's the good word? What's the word I can use?
Ergonk. It's not Ergonk. It's something that.
Give me a simple word.
Ergonk.
It's time to turn up a notch. What's the word I can use?
Ergonk. It's not Ergonk. It's something that.
Give me a simple word.
Ergonk.
Like, there's no way he knows, right?
No.
He just thinks it's a funny-sounding word.
Funny
which,
word.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, that's a horrible, horrible suggestion, George.
Not Regonk. No, it's
he had like
kind
a,
of Regonk.
He almost sounded like Vitae there for a moment. Then he got so tickled.
But
the word Regonk.
And then our friend VJ Boyd, who is a P1, grew up here, decided to put everything in his backpack and head to Hollywood. He wanted to be a Hollywood writer, write for TV. Well, he got in. He got in the club. And then he was writing for an NBC show, like a real major network show, starring Willie Mays Hayes, right? From
Wesley Snipes?
Yeah. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
It was called The Player, and this was a scene viewed by millions of people.
Yeah, it's his son. We gotta let him try.
Hey, Cassandra, when does the concert end?
It's an all-day festival, but based on Jake's music streaming activity, he's there to see the band Regonk, whose set will be finished in a little over an hour.
Suarez will be waiting. He'll take Jake out the second he steps out of the...
So Jake was booking a band called Regonk.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something else.
A band called Regonk.
He's there to see the band Regonk, who's...
And there was a poster...
Yeah, there was.
I wish we could have got it on The Good Doctor, but what are you going to do?
We tried.
Oh my gosh! So then there was a rumor. So we know you were none too happy about this spreading, and you really didn't like the website, and you really didn't like the image that they chose from all the images out there of you.
The cufflinks.
The most, yeah. So they were selling like coffee mugs and cufflinks, anything with that Regonk image on it.
Cummerbunds.
Socks, I think. It was one of those things where since I checked the website out a lot, like for the next month or two, all of my pop-up ads on the side of every article I read had TC's image
on
it.
Yeah, now that's
true. What was their ad budget?
I don't know, but it was amazing that somehow they took over like all the Google ads.
And oddly enough, you never chose to capitalize on this in your own shirt empire.
Well, I did, but thanks.
Oh, you did? You sold some?
I think we made a couple, Dan.
Okay, I thought you avoided it on purpose.
No.
You later embraced it?
I think it was within a couple, like a week of it happening that we had.
Well, early on, you did not embrace it because there was a rumor, tell us if this is true, that you threatened the Sorois with litigation for using your image.
No. I did not feel like that was accurately represented. I let them know that, there's no pictures where I look good. So the worst picture of me, like having that spread out there and like put on stuff, it's not what I'd like, you know? Like, and so I told her that it would really mean a lot to me if they would knock it off, and was just kind of going through the decision tree of like, pros and cons. And it was like, well, this is certainly illegal. And that's all I said. Like, not that I am going to sue you. I did not retain a lawyer. Like,
you didn't send a cease and desist.
Just
thing?
whatever. Considering is
the
an
law
action
hawk
moral.
Didn't show up.
No.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. Not like TC doesn't know a lawyer.
Yeah, we didn't have the close relationship back then, though.
And how did they take that suggestion from their pal?
I mean, they certainly didn't take it down, and then said that I threatened to sue them. So
yeah, I guess they're the ones that started the rumor, huh? But look how it's all turned out.
Whenever trying to decide whether or not you should do something, I think it's a relevant question to ask. Is it legal, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So, yeah, what? How do you look back at this? And, how often do you hear about it now? Because we still see there's still people that, well, there's a dude with a license plate.
I was going to say, there's a couple of license plates.
A couple.
There's
like one
versions.
As R and then four. Gonk, like, because they couldn't get the A, because Regonk is already gone.
Someone already has
I think
it,
there's a couple states, in fact. Somebody tweeted us, I think, from Florida, who got a Regonk license
plate.
Seen
the Florida one, yes.
And then the tire cover, which everyone has seen, everyone in Dallas has seen on the street.
Absolutely. The college game day signs,
isn't there like a flag football team called Regonk Force, or is that your team?
Jake's team.
Okay.
Lying dormant, but yeah, and it...
The Tyler Sagan Regonk jersey that the Stars gave us?
Let me just suppose that maybe the league that we were playing in didn't have a lot of ticket listeners, and the confusion on everyone's faces whenever they were like, so it's Regonk, and what is this thing on your jersey?
Part of the beauty of Regonk is people that don't get Regonk, right? Isn't
Correct.
That more fun?
I like, yeah, you wouldn't.
Like, it's more fun for me to advertise regonk.com to the softball community in Southlake.
You know, you mentioned.
No one knows what it is.
You mentioned the Tyler Seguin jersey, and I thought you were talking about the Stars 91 with Regonk in the nameplate.
That's what I did mean.
Well, I'm thinking our Tyler Seguin challenge jerseys that Jake all wore, the blue ones with TC's likeness. And I think Tyler went through that entire thing without ever asking us, whose face is on your jersey?
And, you know, it is still on a woman's skin.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. That's
so at Ticket
right.
Stock,
she got a jersey for it.
Man.
There's a girl to get one of those Tyler jerseys. She got a Regonk tattoo, and she had Bob write it because she wanted it to be in Bob's handwriting.
Horrible handwriting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Bob's makes sense. He said it.
She has she has since expressed pretty deep regret.
Yeah, I think it was about a month that we heard from her.
I think I told her at the time, this is a bad decision.
Wasn't she like 19? Like, no, man, I want this for life. Well, you got it.
Granted.
Well, it's an easy word to just sort of change into anything else in the English language that she wants to.
TC, you've contributed.
Hey, thanks, man.
In many, many ways.
It's all we can all ask, right?
But this Regonk thing, it has staying power.
Top 25.
Honored to be in the top 25.
In the history of the ticket.
Way to go, Chuck. You're the best.